Okay, so we left off last week, leaving open the question of blood banks and the exact status of blood banks. So again, we had seen that the tshuva of Rav Moshe, where he said that if it would be a targeted donation to an akum, that lechayah should be a problem of chavala. And we pointed out that Rav Willig said that even if it would be a targeted donation, the stomach would make more blood available for others, and so it wouldn't be a hatzala anyway. And in addition to which, you should always point out there's always the issue of eva, which comes into the picture. And again, the possibility that chavala would be a kind of a hutra by all kinds of refuah, which would mean there might be no isur chavala. Now, what about the question of the blood bank? So Rav Moshe is addressing a blood bank in the U.S. where there are Yisraelim and Akum all together. So that's his concern. What about a blood bank of all Yisraelim, right? Let's say Eretz Yisrael. So the Shevet Alevi, essentially equates the blood bank in Eretz Yisrael with Rav Moshe's tshuva. He points out in his tshuva, we saw a Sivan Reish Yud Tes, in the beginning of the tshuva, right? Towards the end of the tshuva. And then Ikar Shalasa. Mashanoigim, in the very last line, Mashanoigim Litrom Dam Labank, Labanka Dam. Labanka Paulin. Labanka Dam. Hagam Shenachol Lefanenu, Ayin Chubus Ikar Moshe. And it seems to require the justification of Moshe, although we saw that because it's like Hakaza, that was the reason why it would be mutter.
Some people who are mahadir that if it's their time to if they donate regularly, so then they wait till they go to Israel to donate that.
Okay.
If they're going anyway, so then they just push it off and donate there. You know,
that's an interesting question. But yeah, so the question is why would donating to the blood bank be any different than the targeted donation? It's leaving out the problem of Akum. So the reason why. It's presumably because of the question of cholo lefanenu. Cholo lefanenu is essentially, sometimes presented as the requirement for having a clear and present danger, which you're solving by being doche this iser. And presumably, again, here the iser is chavala, and we're being doche the iser chavala, right, in order to accomplish the piguach nefesh. So this was first discussed in the famous tshuva of the Noda Behuda, towards the end of the packet, Madura Tinyana Yerder Simon Reish Yud, and he's talking about the famous question of autopsies, right? And if you look on the second page of the tshuva, in the paragraph beginning, the Havi, right? He says, I don't understand why there should be a what's the case he's talking about? Apparently there's a case in London where people that had been doing some kind of surgery, the surgery on a patient who had some kind of evin and some kind of kiss, some kind of stone, either a kidney stone or a gallstone, it's unclear, and the surgery had not been successful, the patient had died. And they wanted to do an autopsy to figure out what they did wrong so that they could be more successful in the future. And the Noda Behuda says, even though I think that the Isser of Nivel HaMeis, you could be dochef et pikuach nefesh, here there's no mitzvah of pikuach nefesh. In the last paragraph, he says, "Omnam kol ze b'yesh safek sakana nefashos lefanenu kigon chola o nefilas gal." Right? He says you can only be doche the Yisra of Nivul Ameis when there's a sakanas nefashos lefanenu. Right? We see something in front of us that is a danger to life, or a sick person, or a collapsed building. We could be mechal Shabbos in that case, right? And he goes on and he says, but aval benidon didan ein kan shum chola tzarach leze. There's no sick person present, right? Who would need the results of the autopsy? Raksha wrote him lilmon chach lezu ulai is damen chola shiat tzarach leze. Right. So they just want to have some medical research to know better, just in case one day there might be another person with the same condition. Right? And he says this is not really called pikuach nefesh at all. There's not doche any yisurim. Right? And he says, reductio ad absurdum, shimata choshe, at the koran lachashazu, savig nefacho, zim kain, ye kol melechaser refuas, shchikas ubishal saman, vachanas kle ismail, la kaza mutter, bishabas shemer is dam, in a yom, ubalaina, cholish, ye tzorich lize. Right? So he says, what are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me that your local apothecary is allowed to prepare all of his spices. He doesn't have a particular spice or medicine this Shabbos, and it might be that in the morning somebody will come who's sick and needs this spice, so therefore he could prepare it. Or let's say his scalpel is a little blunt, so he said, I have to sharpen it on Shabbos just in case somebody will come. He said, that doesn't make any sense, right? Therefore, he says it's usher to do medical research through autopsies. Now, again, it's been pointed out by many people that it's hard to believe that the Nodi Behuda, in the Nodi's case, there really wasn't any likelihood that there's somebody else was going to have the same condition. It was probably pretty certain somebody else was going to have the same condition, but nonetheless, he considered this like, it's a chashash rachok, ulai yizdamin. Maybe there will be, maybe there won't be. As pointed out by later, and it was pointed out by later, notably that according to it would seem that if I know, certainly if I have another patient who's right in front of me, and I'm going to do the autopsy in order to benefit that patient, then that would be mutter. Right? The Chasim Sofer echoes this idea in the next to which was Shin Lamed Vav, he calls it chola lefanein. Now the question is, does that mean that you have to have somebody who's who's dying, right in front of you? What if I know that tomorrow there's going to be a sick person who's going to need this, but he's just not sick yet, but tomorrow he's going to be really, really sick. So is it really lefanein or not? So the Chazanish says very nicely, a couple of sources forward, he says, it's not an issue of Issa Kamon versus Lesa Kamon. Take a look in Chazanish and Ola Sun Chav Beis. Pisrei Tshuva Simon in the paragraph beginning Pisrei Tshuva Simon Shin Samach Gimel quotes in the Rebbe Chasam Sofer. He says, "Ein achiluk bein Yisa Kaman leLesa Kaman." It's not an issue of whether the person's here or the person's not here. Eli Matzri Adavad Vizman Shem Matrin Alav Av Shem B'Shazu Chola Kaman Mishum Choli Amalechet Avelik Oyvim Shitzar Beir Asamuch Lesfar. Right? He says, the issue is not so much whether the chola is here or the chola is not here. The issue is it matzui, is it not matzui? Is it extremely likely that this is necessary? Is not? Is it just a chashash? Maybe tomorrow, right, there will be a need. Yes?
But a need, not like, so like something that will be like helpful for research isn't necessarily fulfilling a future need. It just, it could help a future need.
Right, so exactly. In other words, if I want to get a better idea of what a gallbladder is. I've heard of it, but I've never seen one. So therefore, I want to see it, right? And therefore I'm going to cut it out of a mace in order to examine it, just in case that knowledge might be possibly helpful, precisely, right. Essentially, what we're talking about is anatomy, right? In order to teach people. But again, it's highly possible that this will never lead to anything, right? If I have a danger in front of me, if I have a person who needs help right in front of me. So then I can say, well, even a suffik rachok, even if it's, I'm being mefakeach legal, I'm digging up the collapsed building, and it's possible I won't be able to save the person. I can still do it. But if the question is, well, it's quite possible there's nobody who actually is ever going to have this condition, or that this research is not going to lead to any discoveries, so then that's not called even a suffik.
How do you define
lefanein? Right, so this is obviously the million-dollar question.
Are you using the Shabbos terms for all of these?
So the Shabbos is one place to discuss it, or Nivel HaMeis is another case where the poskim discuss it. And again, we point out it's questionable to apply it here because it could be that it's like Hutra, it's a chafua. But I think essentially what the poskim are saying here is that you're donating blood now to the blood bank. Maybe it'll be used, maybe it won't be used. Right, so, bring us back to our case. If it's definitely going to be used, right? Then lechora, this whole problem doesn't even apply here, right? In other words, this is essentially what the Chassidim is saying. It's not a question that it's not going to be used today. It'll just be tomorrow or the next day. Right? The blood is always used, right? They don't throw any of it, you know.
In the it's very rare. Yeah.
Right. However, this is essentially what the poskim suggested. If you want to see more on this, I'm sure we're going to talk about it more about it in the future. But just for now, there's an article by Interman, right, where he talks about making it organ banks, right? There's going to be a war, right? And we're pretty certain that there's going to be people who need the organs, so we're going to make an organ bank now in advance. Right? And he's not there. You know, basically, again, the point is that we know for sure, well, or as sure as we can be, that these are going to be necessary.
But you also know, even in the case of like the gallbladder, so maybe for the next 5-10 years there won't be another case, but you know for sure there will be another case.
That's why people have pointed out that it's hard to understand the node beauty in his actual application, you know, because you know it's almost certain that there will be another case of a person with a similar Evan and a similar kiss, and the information will be important.
It seems almost short-sighted to say that you shouldn't do any autopsies for medical research because right now we don't know what that research will lead to. Meaning, if we hadn't done all the dissections and anatomy, to, you know, understanding of everything going on, then we wouldn't automatically where the awareness today, and people would be dying much younger for a variety of reasons. So to say that if all we have are Jewish bodies to not allow that, well, we benefited tremendously from the use of cadavers of all types.
It's very indirect.
I think the point is well taken.
The knowledge, you're going to say the knowledge.
We wouldn't be where we are today in modern medicine without all the autopsies which non-Jewish doctors and universities did. The response to that is that I don't see any reason why we should deny the tremendous benefit that we've reaped from. But I think the response is that there's something you're a balabasan, something's not. You're not a balabasan. The Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you a mitzvah rapa or you rapa. There are limits to that mitzvah. That's all. Even though by accumulating 100 little pieces of information, each of which on its own is just a chashash rachok over, you know, decades and hundreds of years, I will eventually be able to help more people. But again, how many experiments were done which led nowhere? Right. So in other words, right now I have to be able to justify what I'm doing. It's an issue of justifying the means. Sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't, and it's a question of where to draw the line. But it's definitely true that if everybody would be following halacha, then there would be certain discoveries that we would never have made. You know, if Columbus would have come to ask a shaila, am I allowed to take 10 boats? Or however many boats you look at, you probably know exactly by heart how many boats he had, right? And sail off into the middle of nowhere. Who said it's incredibly dangerous? It's us to do that, but he did it, and he discovered America. So you know, we're not responsible, you know, to discover America, right? That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us here for. If somebody else does it, then we can benefit from. I think it's a certain Hashkafic perspective. What? Three boats?
Well, okay. It's a kindergarten. Oh, the Nina, the something, and the Santa Maria.
Okay, very good.
those were after Columbus, weren't they?
I thought that's who went to Plymouth.
Anyway.
I don't remember.
You know, if you want to mashal the Ma'adavar Domer, and then we'll move on. The Rambam says in the Nefilchos Melachim that Christianity and Islam have been terrible for the Jews, but at the same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has some kind of plan why he put them into action. Now, you know, and there's certain benefits, you know, with bringing the Mashiach that the world has from those religions. Now, if you'd have come to ask the Rambam, could I found Christianity and Islam in order to get those benefits? He would have told you absolutely not, right? But that doesn't mean we can't take a step back and say, well, yeah, but you know what? There's been this or that benefit from it. So not everything we're balabatim on, and that's part of the concept of medical halacha. As recognizing those limitations. Okay.
Why are the Jews on those boats, Taka?
There are. I think they said Columbus was Jewish, no?
No, Columbus had sailed on
Tisha B'Av. He became a Jew.
No, the Inquisition started on Tisha B'Av, right? If you look, depends on when you do the Julian Gregorian dating. It started on Tisha B'Av, and the Jews were given an extra day to stay, even though they all had to leave on Tisha B'Av, if they were going with Columbus. So they got to stay till Yud. That's the myth. Unclear if it's true.
Okay.
But there were a lot of Jews on the boat, but Taka they could stay because they weren't getting thrown out. Maybe
Yud
B'Av
is even more chomer than Tisha B'Av.
It's Sakana too.
So just to wrap this particular piece up. So just one more example, which is pretty much Muskim and all the Poskim, kind of like bust the Chol Lefaneinu myth, which I initially found surprising, but once I understood that the Poskim say that if you have let's say a yeshuv in Israel, and there's a Chol, you take the ambulance to the hospital on Friday night. And statistically, we know that every single Shabbos for the past 10 years, there's been a second chole who's needed the ambulance, right? So you're allowed, the postman will say, you're allowed to drive the ambulance back based on that statistical certainty, right? We don't call that, oh, maybe there will be, maybe there won't be, right? And so that kind of underscores, the idea that even statistical likelihoods can be taken into account, and B, how it's very hard sometimes to lay it out for the posik to assess, is this likely, is this not likely, and certainly with, let's say, autopsy cases, each one really has to be evaluated separately. But as we pointed out, this issue, despite the fact that Shevet HaLevi basically seems to use it, doesn't seem to really be relevant to the modern blood banks, where basically all the blood is going to be used anyway. Yeah.
Slightly tangential. When we mentioned autopsies, would it be I'll probably get around to, if you're going to med school and you're going into an anatomy class, to make sure your cadaver was not a Jewish person?
Pashup chat. Yes,
and better than that, it's more. If it was a Yid, you'd have a chiyuv after the Yad burial.
No,
but there also are
pashup chat.
No, which he does.
I can. I don't think so.
He doesn't quote anyone who masters for anatomy lab.
Possibly.
For just for they allow it for Malcolm Koch Nefesh.
That's what Jonathan was talking about.
Yeah. In anatomy lab, you'd have an Isser, you have an Isser Nibble and Isser.
It's worth pointing out that the Rav Soloveitchik held that Nibble applies to non-Jews also. Which
why
essentially,
should there be a chiluk though?
Why should the chiluk? The chiluk would be because when the Torah says Kabbalah Tikrin Vayimahu, right, and you're not allowed to hang the person up. To be mevuza, so that's I think Rashi there says is something like that's like because Yisraelim are banim shel makom, therefore we're more associated with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, and it's more of a bizayin. But I think some point out that it might be machlokas
Rishonim. Would you have to look into that kadaver?
So we assume not. We can assume that it's from a rov,
right?
And rov cadavers are not Jews.
If you would have a tag on the cadaver's toe that said Goldberg, then you would not be able to use that.
All right, that's interesting.
Then you have a big problem. But you'd also be an Isser Hanah. Forget the Isser Nivel. You'd have
no
an Isser Hanah and a Mitzvah Kvura. And if you're in Israel, a separate Isser, whatever, it would be a bigger, it's a much bigger problem.
Okay. So, but again, when it comes to your blood donations to the blood bank, l'chora, this should not really be a problem. So if that's the case, why shouldn't it be a chiv? Why shouldn't it be a chiv to give to a blood bank? The Pashup Shad is because, this is where Reich has said, and I said to Reb Willie, he liked this idea, that essentially it's because, the need is already being taken care of. There's a shortage, but we know already that shortage is going to be filled because they have such effective advertising and they have such effective blood drives that Baruch Hashem, everything's working out. I always thought of it as when you see the washing station for Duchening. So you see the Kohanim are lining up to get their hands washed, and the Levim, why each one wants to wash the hands of a Kohen? So you see that every time a Kohen, you're observing this for 5 minutes, each time you see that the Kohen is coming, so there's always a Levi to pop in to wash his hands. So Mimela, if I jump in the line, I would be zocher to be the one to do the mitzvah. But if I don't jump in the line, there's not going to be any problem of a Kohen not getting his hands washed. Another Mashal Lamad, Rav Shechter, also like this idea. He said from Ram Shapiro in Merkaz Arav, he said that there was a certain ani was going around collecting money, and Rav Ram didn't give to him. They asked him out and said, why didn't you give? He said, well, because Shulchan Aruch says that you're only mechuyev to give tzedakah to somebody who doesn't have a parnasa. And this person has a parnasa. They come here every day, and they seem to do very. They seem to do very well, you know. So mimela, there's no chiv. And again, every person does it. They'll be zochet to be the one. You're not obligated. Again, if you see a person drowning in the river and there's 10 people standing on the side, then vada, all 10 people of them are mechuyev to jump into the river to try to save him, because we don't know who's going to be successful. If we know that somebody is definitely going to save him, then there would be no chiyuv. Avada, the community as a whole, is probably mechuyev to organize that there should be sufficient blood for all the cholim. It's possible it could even be kofa people. We could even be mechayev people, betoras tzibur. We could have a takana that we're going to be mechayev, by lottery, 15 people to give blood every day, or however many it takes. And we could definitely do that. But as long as the job is being taken care of, everyone's not mechuyev to jump in. So that's another mushal for this inyan. You see, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch about listening to Chazar Shashatz, right? So the Rishonim say it's proper to have 10 people participating listening to Chazar Shashatz. So the Shulchan Aruch says every individual should see themselves as the only one, and if they don't listen, they won't be 10 people. That way, there will be 10 people. Everyone should pay attention, even if maybe there already is 10 people, right? Every individual should see themselves as being the 10th man. Right, so you could probably say there's a midas chasidus to view every commons type problem as if you always think if everyone plucks a leaf, what will be in the end? So you should always try to have that kind of cheshbon. But to say there's a chiyuv that you can't say. Again, to be pointed out that if there's really, really, really is going to be a shortage, some people point that on 9/11. Before it turned out that nobody made it out, so then there was an expectation that there was going to be a tremendous need for blood, and the blood banks were going to run dry. So at that point, it would have probably been a chiyuv to go and donate. One final permutation. Again, the question of a blood bank where there's going to be non-Jews and Jews, mixed together. So Rav Moshe seems to think that's a problem, right? And he has to come up to a zakaz hazdam. That's his case. He seems to think that's a problem. So it's only a suffix whether there's going to be a refuah here. So first of all, I didn't understand what suffix refuah is also docha the yisur, right? But bichlal, if you look in Rav Leich's piece in Din Sivus HaLacha, so he makes the argument very, very strongly that this would be bichlal kol hakavua kemechta al mechta dami, and therefore mimela it would be considered a suffix shaka. We would not follow the rov, even if it's rov nachrim. We would still say there's a chiyuv, or at least we would still say there's a kiyum. I'm sorry. In giving to the bank, and in case of the bone marrow, there would be a chiyuv, even though you don't know who you're giving to. It could be an akum, it could be Yisrael, it would still be a chiyuv. And he also points out that bichlal, if I give, I'm bumping Yisraelim up the list, and some mimela, that would also be a chiyuv. And Rav Willig pointed that also in the case of the bone marrow donation. But in case of the blood, as we pointed out, unless there's a shortage, that would be fine. Okay, that's the main body of what we wanted to talk about. Two small things that just for your interest. So the Ravadia is a tshuva about whether you should be mahader to receive Jewish blood or not Jewish blood. He has a tshuva here. There's a text here. In the middle-ish.
Still has the J factor next to the RF factor.
Exactly. Yeah. So what's his reason? Why should there be a difference? So he says the Gemara says it's better. We pass in Shulchan Aruch that it's better not to have a non-Jewish witness for a child, right? Because the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu, he wouldn't suckle from Bash Paro. He would rather have only a Jewish woman, be his witness. Why? Because it's Pe Asid Ladaber Meshchina, right? Because Pe Kadosh, Moshe Rabbeinu should only have the best, and the best means Jewish. Why? Maybe because Jewish people are eating only kosher food, and therefore there's no timtum alev, right, through the milk. And it's passed in Shulchan Aruch that one should try to be mishtadel, right? One should try to be mishtadel to get a Jewish witness. Not every child is going to be asid ladabri mashchina. So you see from here that we should give our children all the best opportunities, right? And you shouldn't, you know, they could be a great tzaddik and a gadol hador, and we should raise them so that they have all the best opportunities. So what about blood? Okay, so you could say, well, you know, blood is different. Maybe because dam necham nase cholam. So the cholam and the milk and the blood are the same thing. So he says, okay, you know, back and forth, you know, is it the same? Is it not the same? And he says, you know, well, why not? You know, why not if you can? Why not be mahad? Although he emphasizes, of course, that there's a real need to pikuach nefesh. Obviously, this wouldn't come into consideration. And didn't manage to track down a cholik who said, no, this is different. You know, I think Rav Shechter asked Rav Shechter, he was just like, it's a funny topic to write a tshuva about, like, you know.
That's Yaakov, I don't
know. Yeah, okay. So that's a cute aside. And then another cute aside is this little sefer, in the sefer, it's called B'damayich Chayi.
It's about
eating. You know, all about giving blood, or at least this part of it.
Tall, very tiny.
Yeah? It's all about giving blood.
Like a little pocket.
Yeah. So it basically just goes with everything we're saying. That doesn't address the real lumdish questions we've been addressing. What about targeted donations? What about akum? Why exactly is another? He just says, yeah, it's a great mitzvah. Should you? What about bittul Torah? Okay, so they should arrange it so that there's no bittul Torah. What about men and women? Should a man be matrim? Should a man take blood from a woman? Meaning the attendant, the nurse. Should they be same gender, different gender? Okay, whatever. Yeah, all kinds of fun questions. What about trombocytim? Just wasn't able to work out what exactly they are.
Platelets.
Yeah, what about
that's
those?
Against Lafouge from...
Against the Tzitz Eliezer, who said, oh, it's terribly dangerous.
So Rabbi Asher Bush contacted Dr. Abraham. Said, like, it's like, nobody's talking.
Did they take out all
no.
the blood?
He was chozer, and he said no. If it's chozer, the Matthias was wrong, and Rav Vosner was chozer, and everyone was chozer. Right. And Rav Vosner was chozer for Feirish, because he's still alive, so he asked him. And they all assumed that this is Eliezer would have chosen. Rav Vosner was chozer. So
and then he says,
he's now on par with medical science.
And then he says, oh, okay, great. And then they said, if it's like a very big shasat chakan, if there's a shortage, then it becomes like even more of a mitzvah. Nobody's willing to like say things like chiyuv. Right, they're all scared of the Tzitz Eliezer, and people might faint and whatever it is. So they don't use those kinds of lashonos. But if you look at the back of the letter, they quote a couple of letters. One from Frati, who's one of Rav Eliyashiv's guys, and he says some things from Rav Eliyashiv. He says, and just the question of should you do netilas yadayim after giving blood. Because the Gemara says, after our kazas dam, you have to do netilas yadayim, right? So, like, is this a ruach ra? Right? So Rav Eliyashiv says, yeah, you should have to do netilas yadayim. And on the side, they quote Rav Scheinberg, who says, mistaber that you should not have to do netilas yadayim, but, you know, lechatchila you should. So there seems to be a question here whether this is like Hakazas Dam or not like Hakazas Dam. It's a question, something for you to think about. All right, that's it for blood donations.
Okay, shkoyach. So now we'll go on to more morbid topics. That's what I like to do. I'm going to stop this and restart.